Okay, so let's dive into rapid revision. So the other day, Victoria and I were, it was the weekend, and we live in a mud brick home. And what that means is our home is constructed from local clay and stone that's formed into mud bricks that are fired up. And we live in what most people would almost call like an adobe kind of home. It's really beautiful. It's almost like a classic French style home. So this was a building method that was semi-popular in the area that we live in. And so they have once a year a fundraiser where you can tour 5 or 6 local mud brick homes and experience how cool they are. And so since we live in one, we wanted to go see these other ones and just check them out, see what people have done with them and see how they're designed, so on and so forth. And so we rock up, we're standing in line, and there's two ladies sitting at a desk. And they finish processing the people in front of us, and the boss lady turns to the other lady and says, "Those are the last of the walk-up tickets. Everyone else now has to be pre-booked online." Well, guess who wasn't pre-booked online? So we step up, and in my mind, I see us on the tour having a blast, remembering the girl having given us our tickets. And so the girl behind the desk, she looks at me, and I smile, and I say, "Hey, we have two. There's two of us." And she goes, "Oh, 20. She remembered me from a conversation that we had about a year ago about the mud brick tour. I saw her out in public someplace, and we ended up talking about it." And she goes, and I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Yeah, you guys live in a mud brick, don't you?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, we're, you know, looking forward to the tour today." And you can tell she's sitting there trying to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, I'm holding in my mind, "Thank you. I appreciate the tickets. We're going to have a great time. I'll let you know how it goes." And so without taking a step, without closing my eyes, without constructing a scene inside my mind, I constructed a scene in front of me. And this is really important because, you know, oftentimes we talk about optical illusions where you're looking at something where it isn't what you think it is. Okay, it just, there's something playing a trick. And literally, this is a really cool thing to do. Neville talks about this, by the way, with his student Freedom Berry. Freedom moved out to California to teach with Neville's blessing. And when he got out there, Freedom was taking a walk with his dog, and he walked up to a homeless guy. And this homeless guy asked him for money. And Neville says, without taking another step, Freedom imagines the fella productively employed and loving it. Period. Without taking another step. Now, I don't imagine that Freedom closed his eyes and went into a trance and all that stuff. This is real-time rapid revision. Keep your eyes open. One of the keys with this is people respond to what's going on right now. They respond to the meaning. They respond to what they're imagining is going on right now. You're imagining all the time with your eyes open. We've talked in the Manifesting Mastery course about a young man who walks up to two young girls. And he's walking up to these two young girls, and the two young girls look at each other and giggle. And immediately, the young man gets deflated, and he turns around and goes back to his mates. Now, he didn't respond to the girls giggling. He responded to what he imagined about the girls giggling. So we are imagining constantly and responding to what we imagine. And so Victoria and I, we are in line, and we're waiting to get our tickets. And the girl says, "Well, let me make a phone call. Let me see if I can make an exception. Let me see what I can..." And then she stops and she goes, "I'm just going to give you two tickets. Enjoy the tour." And so we got our two tickets and we enjoyed the tour. It was wonderful. And the key is we didn't take another step. We didn't close our eyes. We didn't look at each other. I simply saw her handing us the tickets. I saw us having had a wonderful time on the tour. And we had a wonderful time on the tour, and we still have the tickets. And so when it comes to rapid revision, you can, you know, of course, you want to revise your day at the end of the day. But you also want to revise without taking another single step. And this will change your life. Practice this. You know, no matter what you have going on in your life, revise in real time. Revise rapidly. And, you know, will it work every time? Probably not at first, but I will guarantee that you will experience miracles in your life by exploring this rapid revision. So let's tie this into guilt real quick. Let's say you say or do something that you wish that you hadn't. You can go inside, and this is what most people do. They go inside and they make a comment. Oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I would have done something different. Stop. Do something different in your imagination right now. Because if you do something different right now in your imagination, with your eyes open, while you're standing there, you're going to start reacting from that new state. You're going to start reacting from that new imaginal experience. Because what's memory? Memory is nothing more than you imagining something about the past. It's been proven that every time you access a memory, you change it. So access the memory and change it deliberately and do it now, do it rapidly. And you will notice all sorts of amazing changes. And again, you can do this in any time that you do something that you could feel guilty about later, or that you feel guilty about seconds after it happens. Stop, revise, imagine that you said and did something completely different, and allow your actions to flow from there, because I guarantee that you'll come from a much more authentic place that will change your world. So that's it for Rapid Revision. Have a wonderful day. See ya.